This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Generation Next podcast. For more of Joy 94.9's podcasts, jump onto joy.org.au and head to the programs tab and download the latest podcast.
Hello everyone, it is 4 minutes past seven and you are listening to your favourite radio show, Generation Next. Tonight you're joined by Dill, Nelson and a newcomer Kat.
Woo, hey.
Hey, welcome to the jungle, guys.
Welcome to the jungle. If you want to join in on the conversation or anything that's happening tonight, send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or you can shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au or give some babe on front desk a call on 1300-JOY-949. They especially like it when you put on an accent. Just throwing that in there.
Could someone tonight do something artistic? I'd really like it if someone wrote us a poem and sent it in.
A haiku, preferably.
Yes.
Well, we had some haikus last week. Let's keep that vibe going.
Yes.
We are talking about, well, Nelson, you'll be comparing heterosexual relationships with same-sex relationships on tonight's show.
I will be. I'll be drawing points from different views that I've had and maybe even asking some other people in the studio what they think. So it'll be quite interesting.
And I'll be having a chat with Will Sparks at half the hour. And Kat, you'll be talking about the wide world of bisexuality.
Yes, yeah. I've had a lot of mixed responses about stuff like that in my friendship group. So, yeah, it's interesting to think about.
I think so, because it seems like even in our community where with the LGBTI community, and we're not so much a community, we're communities, bisexuality is one of those topics that is almost put down and denigrated in our community.
Oh, definitely.
Well, because it fits into more than one sphere, I think.
Do you think it could be, we're probably eating into your conversation. If you would like to join in on Kat or Nelson's topics, start thinking about it. You might even want to put in your own voices now. Might be a bit ill-opportune if you don't know what they're talking about just yet. But send those texts in, 0427-JOY-949. Hey, what did you kids get up to on the weekend? I saw some photos on the social media.
We had a party.
If that's what you can call it. Such party, wow.
Much dance?
No, it was just kind of one of those things where friends get together and hug a lot. And really take lots of photos.
Yeah.
That's by definition, that's what party is, right?
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
I don't know what parties you go to. Yeah.
Balcat. Yeah, so you guys just had a really chilled out weekend. It's a bit of a party vibe.
Yeah, what did you get up to?
I work in a club on weekends, this actually right now is my weekend, so I'm here, guys, just
Yay!
For you. So I work in a premier after hours bar, so I get to keep the party vibes going all night. Yep.
Is that one of those bars where people dance on a stage in front of you for money?
No, it's not that. But look, there is a girl named Molly who does make an appearance a lot. A lot. So it was pretty rad. What did you guys get up to on the weekend? Let us know. 0427-JOY-949. Shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au.
One of my New Year's resolutions might be to see a little bit more live music.
Oh, well,
there's so much.
Yeah. And we're so spoiled in this city. Melbourne has...
Aren't we?
Well, Melbourne was voted the top city in Australia to go out and check live venues and check bands.
There's so much. And I think there's all of the establishments that are trying to be suppressed and closed down, there's a lot of backlash to that, which I think is making people go out more to hear more live music, you know.
Well, walk down Bourke Street during the weekend and you'll see about four or five different artists playing and handing out their CDs. And we are rather spoilt.
And one of our favourites, Nelson, is the Chinese lady who sings opera.
Oh, no.
Opera.
Oh, she's so good.
She's great.
Do you know, she's actually singing horror song, songs from Chinese horror films. That's what her and her husband sing.
Well, I'm not surprised because it's quite eerie.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
I said to that.
Hey, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.